Today's daf daf lamed chet, and we are up to Omar Rabbi Yochanan, which is just about mid daf. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashreh Shechinato Ela Al Gibor VeYashir VeChacham VeAnav, and the Gemara elsewhere adds Baal Koma. And for some reason here, the sugya leaves it out and doesn't even take the raya that we bring for Baal Koma, other than as it involves Gibor, as we'll see in a moment. But we learn all of these things, that a Navi has to be powerful, he has to be rich, he has to be wise, and he has to be an Onav, all from Moshe Rabbeinu. Where do we see all from Moshe Rabbeinu? So Gibor, the Teva Yifrosita Oel Ala Mishkan. We know that he must have been strong, because he was able to spread out the oil over the Mishkan. Yomar Mar Moshe Rabbeinu Pirso. That it was Moshe Rabbeinu who was able to spread it out. And if you think about, you're talking about something, Eser Amot Orach HaKeresh, that's an awfully tall building. So, was that, how does that prove that he's strong? Maybe it proves that he's tall. Maybe the Orach VeKatin. Maybe he's not strong, but he's tall. Elman Hadin, the way that we know it is from the fact that he was able to take the luchot and to break them. If you consider the size of the luchot, tani haluchot or kan shisha v'ro chuban shisha, lo ovian shlosha, made out of solid stone, that is awfully heavy. Ashir, how do we know it's ashir? We saw yesterday, psal lecha, psalatan shalcha yehya, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the psalat of the luchot. You have a nice sample. Moshe, Shmuel, Amos, and Yon. Okay, all of them were rich. Moshe, dechtiv lo chamor achad mihem nasat. So Moshe tells Claudius, so look, I didn't even take a chamor from you. What's that supposed to mean? I didn't steal a chamor? I mean, below agra, what, to take it without paying? That's what it means? Lafukim on the shaka below agra? He's coming to say, boy, aren't I great? I never stole anything from you without paying for it. Ella, what he's saying is, afilu bi agra. I didn't need to come on to you, is what he's saying. I wasn't nene from you. So think about what was that proof? Maybe he was too poor to be able to afford to hire a chamor. Ella, we learn it from Psalacha Psalatan Yeshocha. Shmuel, Dechtivinini Anu bin Neged Hashem and Neged Mishicho. Et Shor Mila Kachti Vechamor Mila Kachti. So before Shmuel's leaving the scene, handing over the reins, he said, did I take anybody's things? So what does that mean, that I take? He's trying to say, look how great I am. I didn't take anything without paying. It must mean he didn't even pay. So maybe that's because he was too poor to afford it. If he owned a Winnebago, he must have been pretty good, you know. That means that he never came on to anybody else, that he never needed anybody else's help in it. In terms of the independence level of Shmuel, it's greater than what we find by Moshe. Because when it comes to Moshe, it says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Lo chamor achad miyam nasati, afilo b'sachar, I wouldn't take from you, even besachar, because, okay, I was afraid, maybe you didn't really want to rent it out, you know, and I would be pushing you. But by Shmuel, even if somebody else would want him, would ask him, okay, so that's Moshe was rich, Shmuel was rich, Amos, Dechtiv Vayan, Amos Vayomar Alamatsya. Lo navi anochi velo ben navi anochi. Boy, what did he know at the time? Ki boker anochi uboleshikamim. What exactly is a boker and boleshikamim? Can you betargim, Rav Yosef? Are mari geteana? So I own flocks. I'm a rancher. Shikmin le bishvelatan. I own big forests for logging. man's a rich fellow. Yona, dechti vayten sechara v'yarad ba. Yom Rabbi Yochanan, shenatan sechara, means sechara shel ha'svina kula. And Yona, the boat wasn't ready to leave. He hired the entire boat. So in other words, it's like they do for these rich weddings, you know. What do they call it?
Charter.
Yeah. He chartered the entire plane, the entire boat. And there was a heck of a charter. Omer of Ruminus. Sichara shel svina ve'arbat alafim dinrei dahava. The typical charter rate, 4,000 dinrei zav. Gosh, it'll take a whole day to lose that today for a trader. Vomer of Yochanan. V'tchila ya Moshe l'metar al mishakha. It used to be Moshe would learn, he just could not remember. It's too much material. Actually, it's lolo b'matanan, until finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him as a gift. Shemar v'yitein al Moshe, kechalotelo daberito. Finish talking to him, I give up. Can't teach him very much. We'll give it to him as a gift.
So how does he stay on the confidence of what we were talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so clearly we're talking, in all of these cases, we haven't proven anything about the time that they became Nevi'im, which Shmuel became, was a youngster. But the point is saying that Shechina is in Shera, this is the type of person that we're talking about. He's still a child, he doesn't yet have to be a millionaire. Zotker Eloka Mishnah. V'zannet ishto ved banav. Continuing on, what the things that a person who is osur ba'anot, someone else, can nonetheless do for him. He can give mizonot to his wife, to his children, apapi shehu chayev mizonotan, even though the person that he's paying for his wife and children is himself chayev. Now, we saw before there was machlokas tanan and the rabbanan about whether mavriach hari is considered to be hana'a. Here we're talking about that he's not giving the money in place of what the baal is. He just sees hungry kids. See hungry kids on the street and give them something to eat. It's kavana over here is lemitzvah, not lemizainas. So over there we say in general, when a person is doing a mitzvah on his own cheshbon, the fact that someone is nene, agav, that mitzvah, that is not what was osur in the mudr hana'ah. So despite the fact that he may be saving him lots of money and so on, it's irrelevant because that's fallout from the mitzvah that I'm doing. We saw a number of examples. The kids' food. Kids and his wife. No, not for the guy. I feel bad for these hungry kids I'm giving.
The guy's children.
The one who's also to get on up. So, you know, obviously that's helping him and so on. Doesn't matter. That's not my intent. It's between me and them, basically. Between me and God. But lo yazune bento, he cannot give mizonot of this. Actually, I mean, he's being mahanim directly. He's fattening his animal for him. And over there, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about a tummy animal or a tor animal. I mean, ultimately, the tummy animal is also something that he can use it for dog food. I mean, if it's getting fatter, it's good. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's not true. You can certainly be zanat atmiyah. You can really want to give extra food. Ron learns we're talking about over here extra food, above and beyond the food that he would need for the survival of his animals. You're fattening them up. So basically, Rabbi Eliezer holds, look, to fatten up the guy's donkey is not doing him any favor. Maybe doing the donkey a favor. But it's sure creating less agile animals and animals that are of greater needs and more demands. And next thing you know, the dog is going to be wanting a jacuzzi in the doghouse. You know, so you don't want to create the pets that they have nowadays, you know. So therefore, you're not doing him any favors. If it's, what do you say, he's going to eat it? He's not going to eat it. He's not going to eat his dog, is he? So therefore, what's the problem of giving to Tzmeya? Amrulo, what's the difference? Ma'adim Tzmeya la Torah. Because a behemoth Torah nafshal shamayim, the gufashalo, the animal dies, its soul belongs to God, but its body can be eaten. Mashenkein a behemoth tumea, its body isn't eaten either. So it's nafshav gufal shamayim. You're basically just using it while it's in this rare state of existence called living. Omrulo, so they said to him, what do you mean? You can't eat a behemoth tumea. I mean, you can't sell it for for a goy, for dog food. You're usher about now on the dead body of it. Can't you sell horse meat? Sell it to a guy. You could always use it as dog food. Omar of Yitzhar Bachanan Yom Ravuna. Hamudar Hana Amichaviro. Mutar Asilobito. We start with this sugya because we're going to move from here directly into Raya from our mission. So somebody is Asr Banan, his friend, he can marry him off his daughter. Now it's not clear who is Asr on whom exactly. Marry him off his daughter. The assumption is that we're talking about a daughter that's in Yerushas to marry off. If she's a Nara, you can accept Kiddusha. Otherwise, what's your business? So how do you go Rabbi Zera? So Rabbi Zera said, I don't get it. What's the case? Where the Nixay Avia Kala or Asurim Alakatan, and he's allowed to give him his daughter? I mean, that's like giving him a shift to Lasham Show. I mean, this guy's a lucky man. Somebody's going to be doing his laundry. I mean, you're telling me that's not Hana'a? Huh? How can you do that? Ela must be what? The other way around? So what's the point? He's going to give him his daughter, and then he's got this guy who he's not supposed to derive benefit from is going to be supporting his daughter, which is going to be taking a load off of his back, so which means that he's being nene. I mean, that's the Chiddush? Did we just learn that you can be zanet ishtoved banav afapishra chayav v'zanetan? If somebody else wants to give charity to your wife and children, it's none of your business. And even if you're asr banav, so, I mean, Koshkin, you can marry your daughter, which is out of your rishus. That's crazy. It's no chiddush at all to say that in light of this Mishnah. So what would be the case? Says the Gemara, what you thought that we're talking about over here where the daughter is in the rishus of the father? It's talking about the case that we fought. The father of the bride is not supposed to be the Hana of the Chatan. So, but in this case, we're talking about a grown child, Bibita Bugeret. And when it's talking about over here marrying her off, obviously you can't marry her off. It means to be data. She's saying, but I mean, if I would have objected to the marriage, when we wouldn't have gotten married, and over here I'm putting my, he asks for her hand in marriage. I mean, okay, I mean, but that's not giving him anything. Acquiescing isn't giving him anything. Accepting the formal request, may I have your daughter's hand in marriage, is not giving him anything. So Mamela, that's not considered to be a Hanasho Mamash. Tanya Namiyaki, this is clear from the Brayta that that's what the meaning of the Mishnah was. Hamudar Hana'am Mechaveiro, Asur La Asilo Bito, Avumasio Bito Bogerat, Midata. You see clearly in the Brayta that Enochinami, it's talking about where the father of the bride is not supposed to be behind the chosen, and therefore he cannot indeed give over the Nara to him. That's a heck of a Hana'a. But in the case where it's a Bogeret, it's clearly the case in our Mishnah is talking about the Bogeret Bidata, which is exactly what I said on my own Sechel. I figured this out, what the Brayta is saying. Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Amadir Benola Talmud Torah. Sometimes a father wants his child to be sitting and learning to the point where he doesn't want to accept anything that the child will do for him. You're going to start worrying about my needs, you're going to end up getting involved in the business, you're going to end up not learning. I have a married Dick and Mice, actually, in my family like this. My great-grandmother, because it was great-great-grandmother, tremendously starker woman, and she was the one who selected the son-in-laws. All daughters. It was a famous family, the five daughters, and all of them married famous people. So one of the daughters had gotten, and they were very rich. She was the business one. My great grandmother was Robertson Kramer. That's why I used to learn Tanakh. So she took a chosin. I was supposed to be best guy in the yeshiva. And she found him one day looking through some of the business records. And she said, listen, we like you very much, but you're not friends. She paid him a mint to cancel the show. She did not want a guy who was going to start getting involved in business. Take my daughter, I take care of the business, you take care of the learning. Unbelievable. So this was the case over here. A guy didn't want his son involved in anything else. Don't. You just sit and learn. You let me take care of the business. So in other words, he didn't want to get any kind of hana'ah. We're going to start shining my shoes. I can get the kid on the corner to shine my shoes. I need you to be sitting and learning. So he answers. Now the shaila is: does that mean that if AB brings the herring, that the son is not allowed to give him a plate of herring? I mean, that's inconceivable. A father would asur a son from bringing him a plate of herring. Therefore, it says, man, can't mean ad kedei kach. So mutar lemalot al chavit shel mayim, still allowed to bring a cup of water, that liquor the nary, to turn on the electricity. And says Rabbi Yitzchak, obviously he can bring him the herring, mitzlot lo dar katan. But so what he means was things that are going to be a significant break. But things that are just okay, normal decency, you do for a father, that's okay. Just plain things that are only austerachet. I mean, it doesn't mean you're giving me anything. I mean, you're using my things. You're just doing these little acts I didn't mean to ask.
And it's a level of non-involvement also.
It doesn't take you out of your learning. It's whatever we understand. What the Kiddush over here is that a neder is meant to be understood in context. The purpose is not to give out from Talmud Torah. So obviously, you mean he can't turn on a light switch for him. That's not reasonable. And I mean, it's more than that. We even have cases. Omer Rav Yochanan, Hamudar an Ami Chaviro, Mutar Lashkoto Kos Shel Shalom. You can even give him a Kos Shel Shalom. What is that? Mind you, Hocha Targim a Kos Shel Beit Ha'Avel. Remember, we had in Ksuvos the whole story. You bring a Kos to Beit Ha'Avel. You say all of those brachas, special brachas for the Menachemim and for the Kavod of Yisrael and Kavod Chasson. So that Kos you can give him. It's a machlokas whether it's only his wine or even you can bring your own wine. So some Rishonim tiny, you give me your own wine because there's a lot of people there. So you're bringing a kos, you're basically doing the mitzvah for the whole seaboard. It happens to be he'll get the elbow, we'll get also a little bit of the kos. I mean, that's fallout, and it's not you don't have in mind that when you're talking about hana'ah. Others learn in Eretz Yisrael, they have a completely different way of looking at it. We're talking about the mikvah, obviously. It was the kosher show. You come out of hot mikvah, you need a little bit of refreshment, don't you? So there they used to provide also for the people coming out, you know, go out into the outside room already, you have a little bit of something to drink. So there's the kosher Beit HaMerchatz. Lo yazunet bento, bento meya, bento ra. Tanya, Yoshua, ish uza omer. Look, you can even, according to the Chachomi, zana vadav shifchotav haknaanim, the way the Ron learns this is we're talking about, again, overeating. In other words, you can bring some Dunkin' Donuts to his avodim, because what are you going to do? You may make him fat. Believe me, you're not being ma'anahim. So you're talking about, so what are you going to say? You're making them good and fat, and they'll be good to eat. Nobody eats avodim and shvachas. So, because look, I mean, my time, avodav v'shivchotav ha'kdanim l'man charuta avida. I mean, they're not meant for shchita, they're just meant for killing, you know. I mean, the malachamov is shechs them, but nobody eats them. Huh? But behema lepituma avida. Behema is made for eating. There's another girsa over here. This is a little funny to say it this way. But the truth is, in context of the Mishnah, gufam, nafshim, l'shamayim, gufam, it's not that weird to be talking about eating them. But the other girsa is man kiruta, which is they're meant for cleaning up the house, not for eating. And therefore, if you're going to fatten them up, they sure ain't going to be doing a better job bending down and cleaning your house. So you're not being mahanim at all. Again, it's all consistent with the Ron's approach that we're talking about extra calories. You know, so in other words, anybody who learns Maseches Nedarim has got to become an expert in Weight Watchers now. You got to know what's considered to be yeter, what's considered to be diet. Our dear president, having finished the herring, will now present the next Mishnah. Amudar hana'ami chaviro. V'nichnas l'vakro. Somebody's osur ba'na. It's not clear again. Very vague language. All this Mishnah is not clear who's osur on who. We'll have the same question here. He can come in, and if he's sick, not clear, the Mudar and the Madar we're going to see, he can come in and be mavakr chayla. But he can only stand. He can't sit. That's weird. Omed avalo yoshev. Umarapo refuat nefesh. Now, if he's a doctor, he could be marapa him. But lo refuat mamon. He can't take care of his cattle. If he's a vet, he can't take care of his cattle. What is this all about? So am I asking? First, let's take the first case. Becoming to be mavaker. Who exactly is osur on whom? What we're saying, the person who's coming to do the bikur cholim is not allowed to be mahana the cholah because the cholah was osur b'ana on him. So I don't see. But he can be omid. Why exactly can he be omid? Because he's being osur in his mitzvah, and this is just sort of a fallout, which we said. As long as you're doing your mitzvah, the fact that somebody else is mahana, that's okay. So what's enough communis? If you sit down, what's the problem? So you should sit down too. If you stay and sit, who cares? And if the problem over here is what you're not supposed to be nene from the chole, so therefore if you come into his house and sit down on his chair, even though your intent is to do the mitzvah, but lamaisa you're using his chair and his rishos, and you're getting comfy. So it's saying, well, you can come in, but you can't be comfortable. That's not true, because then afilu omed also is osur. We had already in the Mishnah, you can't even cut through his field for an osur or not. Good, so you'll say that's Rebbe Eliezer. But over here we're talking about in his house. In his house, everybody's mockery. You have somebody sitting in your house. Certainly not for 5 minutes. You can't have somebody sit. You can't have it cut across your field. But I could sit in your house. I could stand in your house.
But cutting across your field is giving them a shortcut.
Well, you're also standing in a nice, warm room. I understand. You're not mocked with somebody Stom walks into your house?
My favorite is I'm not.
That's how I know. I have a home around me. I'm going to be out in the rain. So how can I be? I mean, this is Drisa Sarego. Drisa Sarego is considered to be not going to everybody if it's for a time. Drisa Sarego just for a minute, maybe not, and that's a field. We're talking about chotzer, that's kind of what we're talking about. Doesn't make sense, and even though it's not, how to explain it? Omar Shmolek, the pashtus is, in the Mishnah, that the guy who's doing the thing, over here, the guy that's doing the Bikur Cholim, he's the one that's going to be giving something to someone who's Azerbaijan. That's the pashtus in all of the Mishnahs here. So therefore, we must be talking about with the Nechseh HaMivaker, are indeed asurim al chole. So you'll say, okay, but so what? I'm being asek in my mitzvah. We're talking about a place where people they take money for sitting with a chola, and they don't take money for standing. So memela, since, look, this person may be chronically ill. It's very difficult to get people to sit around all day long to have people with them. So they pay. The minute is you pay. Somebody spends an hour with the chole. Look, you have a neruva also. You have turanut. People take care of the older men. Not for pay, but I mean, you could certainly imagine situations where you don't have a gemach for that purpose. So you have a fund to pay there are cases here that blind guy, they pay people to go around. Okay, so they would pay. But they don't pay for standing. What? Come on! What kind of business? My pasta? What kind of nonsense is that? Arbitrarily, again, you pull a rabbit out of your house to explain the Mishnah. Yeah. Well, it's talking about a case like that. What does that mean? No. Of course, it's not arbitrary. That's the whole point. So just like we had yesterday, the point is that the Mishnah is taking a case in order to let you know what the parameters are of this type of behavior. So it's telling you, ala yeshiva boyle mishkal. Allah Amida lo boyle mishkal. In other words, that indeed in such places, what they hold is like this. Bikur cholim, the mitzvah does not consist of sitting around and talking to the chayim. The mitzvah consists of coming in and giving a bracha and a tefillah to the chayim, and in that, you're mekayim your mitzvah of bikur cholim. Anything other than that is a social visit for someone who needs it, but isn't directly nogea, the illness. Just like every social intercourse, obviously, the person that you're speaking to and spending time with is nene. But that's not included in the bikur cholim aspect. So therefore, if you're going to sit down, you're going to spend time with the chola, this is above and beyond the mitzvah. Therefore, nafkamina is you're not taking money, you're saving your money. We're simply talking about that. Or, Yiboyzema, we could say that actually it doesn't matter what the case is. And it would be going, as Rav Shimon ben Eliakim says, in a different case we will see, we're over there, Gzera Shema Yishe Ba'amida, which is not Negea, our halacha, we'll see the difference. So there he makes Gzera, you may stick around too long. He's talking about standing. But in this case, we can apply the same logic and we say, Achinam Gzera Yishe Ba'yishiva. So even, therefore, even in a case where they're not Neitoska at all, not for Amida, and not for Yeshiva, so over there, there shouldn't be an Isser, no matter what you do. All of that's included in the mitzvah in such a case, which is exactly why they don't take Sechar, because that's your mitzvah. Nonetheless, we make a Gezerah that you may end up overstaying. If you overstay, for sure you're not doing a mitzvah. So if you overstay in that case, you're basically, you're just simply there for other issues. Okay, so that you're not allowed to do. So you're going beyond the possible use of the mitzvah itself. Right? So now you're watching TV together, you know, and it's tam companionship. That has nothing to do with Bichur Cholim for sure. In which case, on that, you're being Mahanim there, it would be us. And that we make a Gezerah in all cases for such a thing. Okay. Omar Rabbi Yochanan in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinato Ela Gibor Ashir Chacham V'yana V'kula Mimoshe Gibor Dikhti V'yifros Eto Ela Mishkan V'yama Mamosh Rabbeinu Pirso V'chtiv Esra Amot Orech HaKoresh. So, all that proves is that he's tall. But him Adorech V'kati. Okay, Min Hadein Kro The Shita learns, by the way, that it's talking over here, the raya is that he ground up the luchas first before throwing it. Ashir, we know that from Psalacha, as we saw yesterday, Psalatan Shalchaye. Chacham, Ravish Bodamit Avar, Chamishim Sharei Vina Nivru Ba'olam V'Kulam Nitnu L'Moshe, Choser Achat, Shem Avatam, Sereu Miat Mi Elohim. We can't give him that last one because Lo Yirani Adam V'Chai, so that would be already beyond a Chai's ability to sustain. The Onav, Tehtiv, Ish Moshe Onav Moshe, Omri Yochan, Kol Nevi'im Ashimim Hayu, Minolan Mi Moshe, Mi Shmuel, Mi Amos, Mi Yonah. Moshe dichtiv lo chamor echad miyam nasati. What is he trying to say? That I didn't steal. I below agra la fukim ande shaka below agra. He must be saying, I didn't need to come on to anybody. I feel about agra. Well, maybe that's because he couldn't afford the rent. Then we should not on you. El amim psolacha, psolatan yeshacha. Shmuel dichtiv. Hinni anu bi neged Hashem ve neged mishicho. Et shor mi lakakti. Vechamor mi lakakti. Talk about bechinam. That's like a big deal. Yeah, but again, how do you know? Maybe he's just so poor he couldn't afford it. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says, means I'm afraid that you just agreed to rent it even though you preferred not to. Look, I'm just a businessman, you know. This means Natan Sechara. He chartered the whole boat. Well, the boat wasn't ready to leave when Yonah happened to come around. He needed to get away fast. I mean, God was coming up right behind him. Amar Rav Rumanus Sechara Shel Svina Ave Arbat Alafim Dinu Dehava. The Amar Rav Yochanan B'Tchilah Ya Moshe Lomei Torah Mishakcha Ad Shenitna Lo B'Matana Shenama Vayitena Moshe Kechalot Olo Daberito. That's direct monetary pleasure. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, you can be zanet atmeya, at least if it's extra zan. I mean, you can't say there's a blanket statement. Well, what's the difference? My name to me, Alator, I'm a Tor, not Shalom Shemaim. The Gufashal is going to eat it. To me, I'm not Shalom Shemaim. You can't sell it. Ava to me, I'm not Shalom Shemaim, the Gufashal. In here, it's a real more call of the Kochavim, or is it as dark food, not Hilal the Klavim? Omer, it's about Hanani, Omer, Avuna. Amudaran, Amichavir, Omutar, La Silo Bito. I think we're maybe there. Who's our son? Who of you? But my asking. Even if she gets the Aviakalas in Alakatan, how could you possibly give him your daughter that's in your rishos? Are Moserlo Shivchalish Amshon? Ella Bishinifseakatana Srin Aviakala. So that's a Kiddush? The Mishnah just said, Gdolam is Omru, Zana Tishtovet Banab. That's why she stole the rishos of the father. Avukishukayam is Onatan. Kosha came. Ratam at Mutarla Silo Bito, where he takes her away from the house and he takes care of his own wife. Ah, you're saying giving her your daughter, that's not Hana. It's Tanga Bitobo Garrett, it's Bidata, it's not yours to give. Tanya Miyaki Amudara Namikaviro, Asurla Silo Bito, Abu Messio Bitobo Garrett to Midata. Omar Rabbi Yaakov, Amadir Beno, Lutamu Torah, Mutar Lemaloto Chavichal Mayim, Ula Adliklo Etaner. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, you can even give him our president's fish. Mitzlot lo dagatan. Omer Rabbi Yirmi, Omer Rabbi Yochan, Amudar, Nami Chavirom, Mutar Lashkoto Kosher Shalom, which is what? Mind you, Ochata Gimo Kosher Beit Avel. Mimarav Amru Kosher Beit Amrechatz. V'lo yizonet b'emto, ben b'mat me'ya, Tanya Yoshua ben Ish Uza Omer. Zan avadav shefotav haknanim. V'lo yizonet b'emto, ben t'me'ya, ben t'ora. So it's I, I'm following the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, but I think it's true that Rebbe Eliezer is applying it a little bit too liberally when it comes to the behemoths, but he certainly used the same svara for fattening up an evet. That's, you're not giving him anything. My time, avadav shefotav haknanim l'man charuto, l'man karuta avida. Behema lefituma avida, amudar nami chaviro, v'neknas levakro, omeid avalo yoshev, umrapo rufat nefesh, avalo rufat mamon. B'mayaskin. Ibishin hefzeh mevakter, asrina akole, so I understand he's being oisik b'mitzvah, I mean, so why can't he sit down? Fil v'yoshim nam? Ibishin hefzeh akole, asrina mevakter, so we say, he's only being nen if he sits, and if he stands, it's andrus harega, afilo omeid namilo. Omar shmuel leolam, ibishin hefzeh mevakter, asrina akole, ובמקום שנוטלים שכר על הישיבה, ואין נוטלים שכר על המידה. מה, תסקה? לא, כמה שלמה. דאף במקום שנוטלים שכר, it's only על הישיבה בואי למשקה, but על המידה לא בואי למשקה. Oh, you know what? Maybe it's איבא את אימא. רב שמעון בן אליעקב said לגבי המידה later, גזירה שמה ישה בעמידה, אך אינה מגזירה שמה ישה בישיבה, and over there, for sure you're not going to be doing a mitzvah, and you're going to be Mahanehem.